Welcome to ZGR, Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Cervante-Quirk, and we are here in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the Lab Recording Studios. Welcome to everyone around the world, and thank you for tuning in today. We have a great show, an incredible lineup of filmmakers, all doing some incredible work on the big screen and little screen, but mostly the big screen. And we are going to start right off the bat with Alejandro Montoya here, local from Albuquerque, and he is going big. His film Lo-Fi here is going to Cannes Film Festival very shortly in the next week or so. So welcome to the show, Alejandro. So glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. I'm a fan, and I've had you on a few shows before, and it's really fun for me to be watching your career grow and being part of it however I can to support you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's interesting. One of my first radio shows was local, so we always supported local filmmakers and watching that grow, and I feel like I'm on an expansive trajectory as well, because now this show has a very big worldwide audience.
That's exciting. That's very exciting.
It's pretty cool. We have our partners are based out of UK with Zeta Global Group, and we also have our affiliate partners in China, Nepal. I mean, really, we're just all over the place. Like, you know, wherever there's people, I guess that's where we want to be telling stories.
That is so awesome. Yeah, no, this is very exciting, and, you know, I thank you guys for having me and for giving me the opportunity to share my stuff with everyone listening.
Yeah. So, well, why don't we get into it? I want to know about you and where you came from, and then let's talk about Lo-Fi. I know you've done a lot of films, but this is the one that's making its way to Cannes. Is that right?
Yeah, we're part of the short film corner, part of the Cannes Film Festival. So we should be getting there to Cannes on May 13th, and we're going to be there for 7 days till the 20th because we can't afford to stay there no more.
Well, you know what? It's good. As long as you're there, it's a party.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to meet people and see movies and just mingle, have a good time. You know, I've never been to that part of France, so I'm just really excited and possibly catch amazing movies, a premiere or two, you know, just excited.
And everybody there is so – what I love, of course, I mean, Europe's really – I feel more at home in Europe than anywhere. But it's like you go to these film festivals all over the world, and it's just this this connecting, networking scene. And then when you come to realize, no matter if they're filming something in South Africa or France or Albuquerque, that there's the same groovy, connected vibe, that everyone's really wanting to just tell a good story.
Yeah.
And you have a good story to tell. So tell us about Lo-Fi.
You. Yeah. Lo-Fi is a romantic comedy drama, I guess, about a 33-year-old girl who's been influenced by pop culture all her life that has created expectations in her mind. And now that she's 33 and single and she doesn't really have the happy ending she thought she was going to have, she feels cheated out or tricked by music and film. So she decides to cut her passions, which is music and film, to try to find true love.
I love it. And, well, we don't want to give it away. So you have to see the movie to see if she finds true love.
Yes, come by the short film corner and I'll show you the movie.
Absolutely. So if they want, where can they find a trailer? I know we're going to have it on our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page and also our Zeta Continuum, which is our YouTube page or YouTube channel, I should say. Where else can they find it?
You can go to Vimeo and then just write down Lo-Fi, LOW-FI, or you can go to Facebook and look for Lo-Fi Short Film. We have our Facebook page.
So I interview a lot of filmmakers all the time, and they all have their different ways that they are inspired to create stories. Some are personal stories, maybe a tragedy or something that happened in their lives. Others are, we have a lot of mystical sort of spiritual people who get into saying, I've got this cosmic download and I need to bring this to the world. And then there's others who are just like, I want to just do this because it's timely. So, you know, where do you draw your inspiration? Because all your films range so differently, but they're all so well done.
I think that it's from loving film and loving life. I was lucky enough to have still have, you know, amazing parents and an amazing family. And, you know, I enjoyed a childhood a lot. I played, I ran, I jumped, I did everything, and I loved it. And I think that, you know, since I was a kid, I had a really, like, well, what I would think, a big imagination where I would just, you know, play, and I would play with my G.I. Joes really differently to the tone of like a soundtrack that I was just playing. That's how I would play. So whatever the music was, that's the adventure I would take. And I guess I just do movies that I would like to see myself see. Like if I was an spectator and just like, oh, you know what? I want to go see this movie. That's how I feel. And I just, but not just to make a movie out of, to make a movie. I like to make movies that, that connect with people, you know, that have this personal, humane message, because it's like nowadays, not only are we, I think we're coming back to reading, but I feel that we take our most influences by music and by pop culture because it's just, you know, I guess easier. So I try to make a lesson in every movie, you know, to maybe inspire someone to tell the woman they love that they love her, or to make the right decision.
Yeah, motivate them for something.
For something, you know, something like that.
I think that's so important, and thank you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to ZGR. I am your host, Lainey Cervantes-Quirk, and we are here with New Mexico-based, but soon to be worldwide known, Alejandro Montoyo and his film Lo-Fi going to Cannes Film Festival.
You're too nice.
No, I'm just totally honest. Ask anybody. I always call it like it is. But that has always been, as me, a film lover, and of course I've been involved for many, many, I won't even say decades because that's going to age me, but it's true, in the film and Hollywood industry is really my passion in working with celebrities, and I've worked with a lot of A-list actors all around the world. In fact, I was with Val Kilmer years ago at Cannes.
I love him.
We traveled 20 countries, but one of our stops over was in Cannes when, at the time, Austin Powers was coming out.
Oh, really?
So we were in Paris. We had to go buy all these funky outfits to go into the party in Cannes, and oh my God, it was just, you know, I probably won't even repeat some of the things here because I don't know how conscious they were at that time. But in any case, getting back to it, in terms of film, I think I'm so motivated by being around filmmakers and being part of the filmmaking process, because no matter where you are in the world, if you see a film, whether you're in the Isles of Trinidad or India or Albuquerque, we're all connected to those topics. And if we can motivate change, but also come into one accord where we can all feel that same message that you as a filmmaker is trying to impart, I think that is, I mean, there's not too many mediums that can do that, really. I mean, besides music and film are pretty much it, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's a form of communicating with someone that you can communicate with all over the world, and it's digestible, and it's, you know, it's just paying attention for a bit, and you know, you absorb so many sentiments and feelings that it's easy to connect with people. So, yeah, film is, I think, incredibly important, and that's why I do it.
Excellent. So, Lo-Fi, you're looking to turn that into a feature.
Yes.
Is that the next step?
Well, we were going to turn The Joneses, which is the other short film, but I've just, like, the past week and a half, it's been...
Following the energy.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone has just been, you should turn this one. It should be this one. It should be. Like, I've received numerous emails and comments of people like, it should be Lo-Fi. So we already have The Joneses feature, and now I'm just, like, cracking to be like, okay, let's make the best film, the best independent film that come out of the state. And I'm trying my best to have it in a huge range of, like, comedy, action, and imagination, and just... You know, just I just want to make a movie that everyone, no matter if you're 6 to 85, you will enjoy it and identify with someone in the
and movie. A good soundtrack.
Oh, it's got to have a great soundtrack.
It's funny, we were talking. It's not funny. It's true. We were talking off air about Nancy Wilson and Cameron Crowe. I mean, Almost Famous. I gotta say, it's just one of the best films ever when it comes to music.
What a great soundtrack. And Jerry Maguire also, he did Vanilla Sky. I mean,
any of his music, any of his tracks.
Grantly, Vanilla Sky was a the copy of Abre los Ojos, but I still like it. I think it's more romantic.
Yeah.
That's why I like it. And the soundtrack, I mean, you start off with Radiohead.
Well, I know.
You can't top it. You can't top it.
We got a thumbs up from Howard over there.
Yeah, he's in the studio just going, yep. Oh, yeah. I love Radiohead.
Yeah, so we're, you know, it's interesting. We're here at the lab in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where we record Zeta Global Radio. And when we're not doing radio, we are cutting albums all day long with musicians. So we are around music all day and love it so much. And it's exciting because we're seeing when we're recording these artists, oh my God, that's perfect song for soundtrack. I mean, you could just see the marriage, like, yeah. Okay, and it's like, okay, great, marry the filmmakers with the artists, and we got a little package deal for everybody.
It's such an important thing. Like, music is such an important thing in film, and I feel that a lot of people, whether they be like independent filmmakers or, you know, A-list directors or big productions, that they just put the music just to put, like, oh, this song's in the top five, that'll sell some soundtracks.
Yeah.
And I feel that that's when you hurt your film, because it's not, you're not giving that feeling, or you're not giving that strike of the chord or that piano key that will make, that just plays with the character and what she or he is trying to portray,
creates
which makes
yeah.
everything better. 'Cause
well said.
If I pay so much attention to the music in my movies that I honestly have to say that the script is probably 30%, the acting is 30%, and the music is 30%. Like, it's just, it just has to go.
Hand
you can't
hand.
Just put it just to put.
Well, agreed. All right. Well, we only have a little bit of time left here. Again, if you want to see an incredible film from an up-and-coming filmmaker, Alejandra Montoya, please go on to our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. Also, here on BBS Radio, ZGR has our own profile page, as well as Zeta Continuum, which is on our YouTube channel. So lots of ways to find the trailer. But also, if you want to go directly to the man, how does he reach? How can they reach you?
You can just email me at my name is Alejandro Montoya Marin. That's all one word at Hotmail. Alejandro Montoya Marin at Hotmail.com.
I totally love the use of how you said that. So where are you from? I mean, it's obvious you're not from here.
I mean, I was born in Texas, but all my family is from Mexico. So we were very, you speak English at school, you speak Spanish in the house. So that was a good way of keeping both languages.
Oh, excellent. And then how often do you travel? Are you a travel? Well, soon to be traveling to France.
I try to go. Like, last year was an adventure. Last year was, I owe taxes now, but I lived. And I'm guessing this year is going to be the same. But, you know, hey, IRS, you can wait a little bit. But, no, I try to go see my family as much as I can, at least once a year.
I expect you to be telling me that those films are going to be all over. So, hopefully.
Hopefully. You
say you got into India, or you're a Goa? One of your films?
Yeah, to Goa. Yeah, we got in. I think that's going to be in a couple of more months, but I can't afford it.
Well, we need to support great films, great stories, filmmakers just like Alejandro.
Thank you.
Do you ever do those fundraisers like Indiegogos or Kickstarters or that? Do you find those are still successful, or they've kind of lost their luster? Like, where's it
that's
at in the fundraising for films?
I feel that, I mean, well, Super Troopers just made $2 million in one day. But again, I'm no one big, and we're not a big production. But I feel
people.
I feel that Indiegogo is great, but, you know, sometimes it hurts other filmmakers when there's, like, so many of them out there.
Yeah.
You know, if there's, like, 15 filmmakers and 14 of them are doing Kickstarters, it hurts everyone, because it's just too much. And, you know, we all work and we all want to support the arts, but sometimes we just can't. So I haven't done one just yet. I'm just basically waiting for someone to see the short film and read our script and be like, I want to do this movie for this amount. I don't need $5 million.
What do you need? Do you know?
I think I could be able to do it with just, you know, 100 grand.
Okay. Well, anybody who's out there and wants to get into the film industry, you know, this day, today, that we're talking about film and storytelling and all these incredible people who are on the show today, are really looking to carry their craft forward so they can bring good stories to the world, make a difference, make change, make people laugh, make people cry, but really motivate them to be inspired in some way with a great message. And Alejandro's no exception. So if there are people out there who are interested in getting into the film industry and want to invest in film, we certainly can be that source. And actually, Cindercone Media works with a lot of filmmakers here in New Mexico to support ways that we can increase their ability to get those features made. So contact us, again, through a variety of sources. You could also go to ZetaGlobalGroup.com. That's our main website through the UK branch of our whole worldwide group. And we are here to support film and music in all ways. So Alejandro, thank you so much for being here. And we will be right back with a lot more of the consciousness of film and storytelling here on Zeta Global Radio. ZGR is excited to be a media partner at this year's Pure Living Expo taking place in Sedona, Arizona, July 23rd through 27th. Get ready to cleanse, rejuvenate, and empower yourself with the best of the best health luminaries of today. This gathering is more than just workshops, talks, and keynote presentations. You'll experience those along with the Pure Living Cafe, Earth School, Expo Showroom, a dance party, and so much more. Come for the live professional food prep demos with some of the most celebrated living food chefs, meet the wellness experts who are changing the future, and of course, take part in the incredible scenic and magical energy that only Sedona has worldwide. Get your tickets now at purelivingexpo.com. Use special code ZGR2015 and you'll get 10% off your tickets. I'll see you there in the land of the Red Rocks at Pure Living Expo, July 23rd through 27th.
The tiny homes movement seems to be exploding all over the world. People are choosing to downsize their homes into more affordable, mobile versions of their dream homes. World-famous painter and craftsman Michael Ostoski is also owner of Roadrunner Homes, unique, one-of-a-kind land yachts that are ready to hit the road when you are. Be sure and take a look at some of the Roadrunner Homes for sale at facebook.com/groups/Roadrunner Tiny Homes. Custom orders are welcome. Remember, with Roadrunner Homes, home is where you park it.
Welcome back to ZGR, Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk, and we are talking today to filmmakers who are making a difference through the messaging of the content of their stories, through films, whether they're shorts, whether they're features. We are really excited now in this segment to introduce filmmaker Adam Rubin. Welcome, Adam, to the show. We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Lainey. I appreciate it.
For those out there, I've had a chance to work with Adam over the last couple years. He had an amazing short. I was totally stunned by how well it was done and the content. It was called A Perfect Day. And I'll let you, Adam, talk about it. And where is it at now? What's happening with A Perfect Day? And we'll also get into what you're moving on to next.
Sure. A Perfect Day is a short film about a kid and a mailman whose paths intersect on a morning when everything seems perfect. But in fact, it's a kid who's on his way to actually shoot up his high school. And the mailman is really the last line of defense between him doing something, really crazy and something coming out of it that actually turns into a positive.
Were you thinking about that because at the time you wrote it, something was going on in the world, or how were you inspired to bring this story forward? Because it's so powerful. When I think about it, when I first watched it, I thought, wow, this is incredibly like divine intervention. I mean, this moment was like that profound moment that made all the difference when these two people came together and the whole trajectory changed for this young boy's life through the postman's efforts. So what was going on for you when you thought about writing this movie?
Well, obviously we've had this real kind of spate of school shootings and mass violent shootings that continue every single day and is now a part of all of our lives. And you know, when I was thinking about it, I was thinking to myself, what goes through the mind of of these young people or just people in general who are about to commit, some form of mass violence, whether it's shooting, knifing, whatever. And I thought it'd be really interesting to really sort of tackle that subject in a way that really hadn't been done before, in a way that wasn't preachy, that really kind of didn't get into gun control rights or any sort of, big issues.
Like taking a stance.
Yeah, but just really looking at people being people and how we can impact each other's lives in a small way, just through conversation or just by intervening when we see someone in pain.
I love it. And if people who are listening to this, and by the way, just so you know, Adam, this show is global. We have people listening on several continents. So for those who want to see this short film, where can they find it, or how can they get access to watching this?
Well, currently the film is in distribution with a couple of forms. One is a company called Human Relations Media, which is actually has done a really amazing job with a program that we have built around the film to help young people with anger management and to sort of offer them an alternate way of dealing with issues. And so they can reach out to Human Relations Media, and if people want a private sort of opportunity to see a link, they can reach out to me, and we can make that information available later on, I guess.
Sure. Well, we can also mention it now. If people are just tuning in, we're talking to filmmaker Adam Rubin about the films he has made and films he is currently in production, getting things developed. Do you have a website that we can let the audience know to come visit?
Yes, absolutely. They can come to my personal website, which is Director Adam Rubin, and it's Director ADAMRUBIN.com. And there's an opportunity to reach out to me through the website. And also, there is a trailer for the film on the site.
Oh, that's great. And just as a total sidebar from filmmaking, just to show what a well-rounded craftsman you are, Adam, you're an amazing photographer. You've taken photos of incredible, I always call them sacred spots in the world, because I've seen some of the things that you've done in India. And I know you've traveled to how many countries is it?
It's now, gosh, it's almost 100. I'd say so. It's a lot.
So, are you moving your photography out there in the world? Because it's really incredible. I mean, I think the emotion and the depth that you bring forward in your films completely translates and conveys through your photography as well.
I think I try to capture the world in a similar way. I mean, one of my real focuses is how can we evoke emotion in people through an image or through a story, and get people thinking about their own lives and their place in the world.
It's beautiful. I think that's really also what this radio show's about, is bringing people together to invoke change, be inspired, to have an opportunity to hear what other people are doing in the world so they can connect in and feel as if they're part of a community. And I think that, and I've always maintained that as someone who's been in the entertainment industry a long time, that there's no better way to do that through the power of film. And I think the stories that you are bringing forward fit right into that genre, that people have an opportunity to think a little bit more about what's happening in the world and see how we're all connected. Because really, whether you're in, I always say this, in India or the Isles of Trinidad or Alaska or Albuquerque or L.A., there are certain topical pieces of information that all of us relate to. And I think we could talk now probably about what you're working on next, because I know those also have sort of a universal connectedness.
Sure. I'm developing a couple of different feature film projects, different scales and sort of arenas, if you will. One of them is a film called Connection, which obviously by the title implies just that connect, people connecting, and it's about it's about a series of characters who are on planet Earth in the near future, who end up on the run trying to help someone from another world find their way home. But in doing so, they all find reconnections to the people that they've loved and the people that they've kind of fallen apart from.
Oh, that's huge. Well, we have speaking of huge, we have a very large sci-fi, paranormal, alien sort of contingency and fan base. And our parent group, the Zeta Global Group, which is a organization I'm involved with Vitaly Safarov across the globe. But we are very involved in a couple different continents now with some major sci-fi UFO alien festivals. And lots of things are heating up in this topic, in this genre. And interestingly, I just saw Earth to Echo and was totally blown away by the way it was done and the connection to it. And we've had Dee Wallace on the show here. Of course, she was the mother in E.T. So there's a lot of that going. So it sounds like what you're doing is very timely. Where are you at in that project right now?
We are actually just kind of doing the finishing touches on the script. And then we are going to be looking for funding and hopefully gearing up to get the film going. I mean, it's a really interesting film because it's not a kind of a world, it's not set in a world that's so unfamiliar to us. It's set in a world that we can all relate to, but it also is about the potential for an alien being having actually been captured and been living on Earth for many years currently that most of us are unaware of, but through a series of events and twists of fate is forced to come out of hiding and go on the run with a scientist. So it's kind of interesting in that it is an alien sort of sci-fi film, but it's also very, very real and connected to our world.
Wow. So are you a sci-fi buff, or how did this script inspire you to get developed?
I'm kind of interested in many different genres. I don't think sci-fi was always sort of on top of my list. I've always been, I was a big fan of Star Wars, as most of us are. I love E.T. and many of those films, The Close Encounters, Spielberg's early films. But I think what made those movies really interesting is that they weren't sort of, about these crazy, far-fetched worlds far away from us. It was really about real people who had interactions with beings from another galaxy or universe.
I wonder how much of it is based on truth that we just don't know about yet and will soon be revealed from what so many people say, or it really is just a heartfelt wish that this is really that people really can connect with extraterrestrial beings. We shall see. But in any case, I'm really excited about seeing that come along. And if you're interested in getting into film investment, you've always felt you wanted to get into the movie business, you wanted to help these aspiring filmmakers take their incredible stories to the next level, contact us. Let us know, because all the filmmakers today are working on projects that are so brilliant, so incredible for the planet, and would love to have the assistance, the funding, because it takes a lot to get from concept to creation to fruition. And we certainly here at ZGR want to be one of those outlets for people who are wanting to get involved in the film industry, as well as the music and the arts. All of that makes a big difference. So support our filmmakers. You can look more about Adam on our ZGR Global Radio profile page, as well as our Facebook page. And again, Adam, can you repeat your website so they can contact you as well and see the trailer on a perfect day and stay connected as well with you?
Sure, it's director adamrubin.com. So that's DirectorAdamRubin.com, and I look forward to connecting.
Thanks, Adam, for being on the show. We're so glad you were here, and a lot more coming up in this hour on filmmakers making a big difference on the big screen. I am Lainey Savante Quirk. You're listening to Zeta Global Radio. We'll be right back. Have you ever wondered what your personal path or world purpose is? Did you know your life blueprint has been in place well before you were born? Numerology is a code that translates everything that is happening in your life. It identifies and describes current and future events that pertain just to you. Renowned numerologist Ruth Dreher is available for sessions worldwide. Either log on to cybernumbers.com or call 903-534-4873 to book your appointment now. Mention code ZGR and receive 10% off your session.
Himalayan Healthcare desperately needs your help. ZGR, Zeta Global Radio, is a proud supporter of the relief efforts in Nepal. Join us as we honor the work of HHC. Doctors from around the globe are donating their time to bring the supplies and medical care to those who are only reachable via a 3-day trek by foot. Donate now at HimalayanHealthcare.org. Your contribution goes towards the purchase of tents and tarps. The monsoon season is about to arrive, and the majority of the Nepalese people are without shelter. Let's save lives and work towards rebuilding the villages and families in the Himalayas that have been so gravely affected.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host on Zeta Global Radio, Lainey Savante Quirk, and I'm so excited to introduce a lovely, amazing being, filmmaker extraordinaire from the UK. Although she's Irish, I'm pleased to announce and welcome Yolanda Barker to our show. Welcome, Yolanda.
Thank you, Lainey.
Today's show, just for anyone who's just tuning in, is really about beautiful people like Yolanda who are bringing forward inspirational, motivational, awakening messages and conscious filmmaking. It's such an incredible medium. It connects us all worldwide. It's been a passion of mine always is to bring forward the idea that we can be connected no matter where we are in the world through film. And I've had the pleasure of now working with Yolanda on a couple films that she's been involved in. So the one I had mentioned earlier, and of course in our promo, is Where the Darkness Has a Run. So let's talk about that one first, Yolanda, where it's at and a little bit about what it's about and where you're at since it's been produced.
Right, so that was my second feature documentary, but it was kind of a very long project. And I actually ended up completing my third documentary before the second documentary was actually finished. It's set in India, and it's about people who go there on spiritual quests. And what I wanted to do in the film was draw up this question about is there validity to the spiritual search? Because I come from Ireland, which used to be a very Catholic country, and in the last 20 years, I think Ireland's become a very atheist country. Atheism has a different reputation in Europe compared to the States. It's very broadly accepted, and a lot of Irish people are atheist or non-practicing Catholics. And I used to be an atheist myself, and then I kind of had this spiritual awakening. Yeah, I feel lucky that it happened at quite a young age as well. But when it happened, you know, I went on the big spiritual honeymoon that we all go on, and I really encountered a lot of discrimination from people that I knew, and I kind of got very bitter and resentful about it, actually. And I think I started to make this film set in India as sort of a backlash against that reception that I'd received. So I wanted to go over there and sort of, because a lot of people thought that, you know, if you're spiritual, then you're deluded because you can't prove spirituality. You can only prove what we can measure through science. And I wanted to show that that people who were spiritual weren't deluded. But unfortunately, when I got to India, I found a lot of people out there were deluded. And yeah, and I don't know, it sort of threw a spanner in the works a little bit. I mean, eventually I came to the conclusion that, you know, everyone is different, and some people on spiritual paths are deluded, and some people living in the so-called real world are also completely deluded. And that really the only way that we're not deluded is to have some kind of humility and some sort of openness about, you know, not having all the answers.
I think at the end of the day, though, it's you showed how people were following where they were guided in their heart. And I think that in itself is a powerful message, is to always check within, no matter what it looks like on the outside to other people.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the film showed that these people, even though you may not identify or relate to their specific lives, because I follow three very different people living in India. One's a former model, she's Australian. One is an English anthropologist, and one is a Swedish Tai Chi master. And they all have these pretty far out lives, and some of them have gone through some really horrendous ordeals, but you see at the end that their spirituality has actually helped them to become better people. So whether you believe in something beyond the physical world or not, you can see that it has helped these people, their beliefs.
And I think you also brought up the point that a lot of people on their spiritual awakenings, they think they need to find a guru, or some really are adamant about having a guru sort of guide them through their journey. And I think that brings up a lot of questions of, you know, aren't we our own guru, or do we need what, you know, an organized sort of religion or path to find our way to enlightenment?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think a lot of, not even just religions, but a lot of spiritual organizations are set up in a way that encourages you to lean on them, because they kind of tell you that they'll give you the answers. But I started listening to Abraham Hicks probably nearly a year ago now. And after listening to her for a while, I realized that I had my own Abraham within me, and that I actually didn't need to listen to the YouTube videos anymore. And that was incredibly powerful, because now I've really found that kind of inner intuition, and I don't really need to ask anyone for advice anymore. And my life has actually gone a lot better in the last year. Yeah.
Let me ask you this in the few minutes we have left. How can people see this film? I know we have a trailer of it. People, if you want to go to our Facebook page, Zeta Global Radio, we'll have a trailer of Where the Darkness Has the Run, as well as our YouTube page, which is called Zeta Continuum. But if they want to download, or how do they get a full-length viewing of this great documentary?
Well, this is the thing. I wasn't entirely happy with the way, with the final edit that I sent to festivals. So I'm actually going to, because I feel like I've changed since, I feel like the film didn't fully represent what I wanted to say. I was kind of holding back. So I am planning to make a few changes to it. They say that filmmakers never finish their projects. The projects eventually escape.
I hear that a lot.
I'm still holding on to this one for some reason. So I am planning to change it ever so slightly, and then I'm going to see what happens with it after that. I'll keep you posted on it.
Okay, terrific. So then what we'll do is, for those, they can watch the trailer to get a little bit of a sneak peek, and then we'll just re-announce when it's available for a full viewing. And tell us now what you're up to, because that was a couple years ago. And I know we actually had the opportunity to work together on Serial Killers, which is an amazing film. People should look that up as well, that Yolanda directed, about how proteins are really the way to go, minus the carbs. And I've still followed that diet since that movie. So what else are you up to? Is Serial Killers 2 coming out, or I know you got other projects in the works?
We're doing some more stuff with the Serial Killers franchise. That's Serial with a C. And yeah, that really promotes the whole foods messages, basically, that we shouldn't eat refined foods, and kind of going back to basics with our diets. But I recently collaborated with an amazing American comic book artist who produces a comic strip called Dharma Comics. It's a really, really beautiful comic strip. And it's basically about, it's not Buddhist. It's Dharma means truth, and the comics are really about somebody who's on this very soul-searching journey, trying to find her truth and trying to find her way in life. And they're just really, they're very simple. They're drawn in a very simple style, but they're just very profound. And if you're on a spiritual path, they're very potent. And I discovered her probably a year ago, and at that time she had posted a poem, and I just totally fell in love with the poem. So I ended up contacting her, and we ended up making her poem into a film. So it's a short, and it's just 4 minutes in length, and it just had its world premiere at a festival in Germany. So, but when I directed that, I discovered that actually, even though I've been working in documentary for 10 years, I discovered that my real passion was actually in fiction. So I've started transitioning now into fiction, and I have a couple of projects. I'm developing two features with two amazing writers, and I have another short animation which is in production at the moment. I'm finding myself going much more down the fiction route.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. This is amazing. And if people want to kind of track your career or learn about what you're up to, we'll, of course, always be keeping track of what Yolanda's up to on our Zeta Global network. But also, is there another way they can find you as well, Yolanda?
I have a website, and I'm on Facebook. My website is yolandabarker.yolasite.com. And on Facebook, I'm there as Yolanda Barker Film.
Yeah, well, we're going to see more and more of you. You're so talented. And thank you for just being this incredibly conscious being, following your truth and watching your unfoldment. For me, since I've known you, just seeing where you're going is a gift to be part of. And I look forward to supporting your journey from here on in.
Thank you.
All right. Well, folks, we'll be right back. We've got just another incredible filmmaker here from Sedona, Sherry Richards, and her film. We'll be talking about that in the next segment. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Knob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Do you want to develop skills that can help others to heal the past, correct the present, and embrace the future? Would you like to turn your passion for guiding others on their spiritual path into a profession? Dolores Cannon, pioneering researcher, author of 19 books, and renowned healer and speaker, refined her unique training method of advanced hypnotherapy over the past 4.5 decades. Today, quantum healing hypnosis therapy technique is the world's fastest growing accredited training course. Level 1 is available online now. It's easy to learn, affordable, and effective. Level 2 is the advanced module. QHHT has trained and certified over 6,000 practitioners. Take advantage of our exclusive offer for ZGR listeners only. If you register today for Level 1 online certification program, you'll receive a 10% discount by using code ZETA2015. That's ZETA2015. This offer is valid until June 31st, 2015. For more information and to enroll, please visit DoloresCannon.com/learn-QHHT-online. And don't forget to use our exclusive discount code ZETA2015. The Lab Recording Studio is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the spiritual heart of the Southwest. Whether you're a singer-songwriter, band, voiceover actor, or have a film or TV show that needs scoring, the lab is a wonderful facility to work in. The list of clients range from Sony, Macy's, and Toyota to independent films such as John Nussbaum's Maria Morte and shorts for Sperry Topsiders, Ralph Lauren, and more. Product quality is that of any big New York or LA studio, only without the big city expenses. Featuring marvelous places to stay and historical and spiritual sites to visit, consider the lab for your next recording experience. You can visit us at thelabnm.com, facebook.com/thelababq, or email us direct at info@thelabnm.com.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk, and today we have been talking to incredible filmmakers who are lighting up the big screen through their messaging, through their conscious format, through their really enlightened ways of bringing forward oneness in all the different forms and messages. So we're very excited in this last segment to introduce Sherry Richards from the movie Moving from Emptiness, The Life and Art of a Zen Dude. Totally love the title. Totally love this being. Not only is she a filmmaker, but she's a motivational speaker and an author. And now she's coordinating a conscious film festival in Sedona, Arizona. So a lot going on with this amazing being. Please welcome to the show, Sherry Richards.
Thank you, Lainey. Such a treat to be here.
Thank you. It's an honor. You've got yourself involved with so many different things. And of course, today we're talking about films that make a difference. So let's just talk about, since I've seen you, it's been now a couple years, this incredible, I love the title, and I just call it the Zen Dude movie, but let's talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, we call it the Zen Dude movie too. We did find that a lot of Westerners don't really understand the concept of moving from emptiness. You know, in the Western world, we tend to think of emptiness as like something bad. Oh my God, my bank account is empty, or my refrigerator's empty, but actually emptiness, especially in the Zen tradition or the Buddhist tradition, represents this place of spaciousness, this place of sort of nothing and everything all at the same time, the void that we arise from into all the beautiful things that come forth. So that's what moving from emptiness is all about. And it's about a man named Alok Shwu Kwang Hun. He's a Zen painter, and he leads workshops around the country and around the world and helps people who are creative beings. They could be an artist, but anybody who's doing anything creative, you want to come from a place of quiet, from a place of silence, from a place of emptiness, to allow this higher form of creativity to move through you. And that's basically the essence of the movie, and also just dealing with his relationship. It's a documentary film, of course. He's 75 years old. He's got a new woman in his life, and he's dealing with relationship in a way that many of us do, and with his own personal journey as an individual who had to leave China as a young man because of the conflict over there and come to a new country and find his way. And so it's multi-level in terms of the content, and it's very deeply moving for people and beautifully shot by my husband, who's a Hollywood cinematographer for many years, Jerry Hartleben.
From our last show, we talked about how much China is opening up in their spirituality, and it's just really exciting. And so then when you see movies like yours, it's just showing how all of our cultures are really coming into this new frontier on the planet, and how we now have methods and pathways to do that. So I love your film so much, and it seems to be doing really well. Where are we at with it? Is it all over, or where do we find it? I know you've been doing a lot of screenings, and you're in a lot of festivals.
Yes, we've been in many festivals, and it's available now. The best place to find out about it is zendudemovie.com. Just visit zendudemovie.com, and you can watch the trailer there. And we have it available online, so people are renting it daily, and many, many people are buying the DVD. And that's kind of the distribution model that we're involved with at the moment.
Beautiful. And then also, we'll have the trailer as well on the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page and our new Zeta Continuum YouTube channel. So lots of ways to see it and then, of course, rent it. And are you still in touch with him?
Oh, yes. He lives here in Sedona, and he just got back from doing a workshop in the Boulder area where we did a number of screenings. And his workshops are very transformational. So you can link to him from our website, zendudemovie.com, and find out more about Alok. He's a wonderful being. And if you're an artist or a creative person of any type, you definitely want to watch the movie and maybe consider studying some with him.
And now, are you moving into other genres? Are you still in filmmaking? Or what has happened since you did this great Zen Dude movie?
Well, I'm pretty multidimensional in my creative expression. And as you mentioned earlier, I'm an author. I wrote a book called Dancing with Your Dragon, The Art of Loving Your Unlovable Self. And It's basically a book that helps people become more aware and more accepting of the parts of all of us that are not so spiritual and not so good and not so loving, and you know, just kind of get mad at the world or whatever it is that they do that we might judge. And if you get into that judgment piece, that is just a devastating place to go. Or if you go into judgment too much, then you'll just project that stuff onto someone else. It becomes your shadow self. So Dancing with Your Dragon is really about learning how to be with all parts of yourself and contain all parts of yourself, and then transform those energies into something higher through the process of awareness and the process of acceptance and the process of unconditional love, basically.
Well, I think that is such a huge piece, because there are obviously people waking up at all different times now, and there have been people who have been walking their path for a very long time, and there's new people. But I think the word judgment is so key to bring up, because I think that they judge themselves. I see this a lot. They judge themselves that, oh, they're still doing things in the world, even though they're now considered spiritual, and that it's okay. There's a shedding process. There's a letting go, and these layers continue to come up as our patterns are released. So when you talk about releasing the judgment, I mean, that's, I think, is such a key trigger for so many people.
It's such a key, and you know, to just know that, hey, it's all part of the process of the dance on Earth, that these human things and human experiences are going to happen, and we might have a reaction to them, and we can embrace that and just allow it and be okay with it, maybe even laugh about it. I mean, that's I think the best place to go, is just like, oh my God, look what I just said or what I just did or what I just felt, and then just laugh about it, embrace it, and move into the next moment. Let it go, right? Move into the next moment where the possibility of light is there, the possibility of freedom and love and all these beautiful energies and qualities that we enjoy experiencing and bringing into our lives.
Well, I think between this and just the concept from the film, moving from emptiness, it reminds me of a quote I just had on the Facebook page from Marianne Williamson that says that, I don't remember it exactly, but it was more about, we're not going to get to a better place by moving faster with all this electronics. It's really finding that stillness, that, you know, as you say, like the emptiness, that quiet moment where we can reflect the deepest of our truths through what Spirit's calling is for us. So
I'm totally,
this is perfect.
Yeah.
So
it's great. And if people want to learn more about that, they can check out dancingwithyourdragon.com.
Oh, terrific. And then do you tour on that, or do you do book signings everywhere or anywhere? I mean, I'd love to promote that further. It sounds like an incredible book for a lot of people to read.
Yeah, it's a wonderful book, and I do workshops, and I'm looking forward to doing, now that the movie is kind of taken off and, you know, it's sort of doing its thing on its own.
Yeah.
It doesn't require as much effort. So I want to get back into more my own personal speaking and leading of workshops and helping people with the book. I'm also a hypnotherapist, so I have private clients that I help with this work as they're going into their shadow sides, basically. The dragon is very much like the shadow side. It's an interesting symbol because, you know, in the East, like with working with the Zen movie, dragons are revered and they're wonderful and they're just amazing creatures full of power and life. And in the West, the dragon is like the devil and this evil symbol. And so, you know, in our Western Christianity and some of the Western religious traditions, we lost our understanding of what this dragon, deep life, earth energy is all about, because so many of the traditions were about not even, you know, the whole mea culpa, where you beat the body and the body's bad. And like the Taoists, you know, with Qigong, everything is bringing heaven and earth together. The body is good and the earth is good and beautiful. So many people who were raised in these kinds of traditions where sex is bad and dancing is bad, and it's probably not as common anymore.
But it's still out there.
But it is definitely still out there. And people are waking up from that all the time, and it's really helpful to understand what is that, what is our sexuality, what are these kind of primal urges, and how do we take those urges and help not get rid of them or repress them, but raise them up into creative expression and part of our being and our beauty, as opposed to something bad that we need to get rid of.
I remember when my daughter was born in year 2000, the people who were really tuned into the dragon just thought it was the most auspicious year for giving birth. And of course, we've always followed just Chinese astrology and numerology. And so I've always honored the dragon in so many ways. So I remember when I first heard the title of your book, I was like, oh, yeah, this is beautiful.
A lot of people love dragons, and a lot of people are born in the year of the dragon. I think 2011, when my book actually came out, was a year of the dragon. So they cycle, of course, every 12 years in Chinese astrology.
So we only have about a minute left. So tell us a little about what's happening in Sedona. I know you're involved with something really exciting.
Right. So Illuminate Film Festival is the film festival. It's happening May 29th through the 31st. It's coming up. I'll just say the website, illuminatefilmfestival.com, so people can check it out and find out more about it. I am the coordinator of the Conscious Film Convergence, which is basically a gathering of panelists from a number of amazing films, including the folks from Awake, The Life of Yogananda, which has been a film that has made well over $1 million, which is huge for a conscious film, and is still going gangbusters. And so the convergence is about bringing in filmmakers who want to make conscious movies or who have made a conscious movie and helping them find out how to get them into the world. How do we make conscious cinema something that is a viable, money-making adventure or venture for people so that we can do this? Because as much as we may enjoy making movies, if we can't make some money at it as well, then it's hard to do unless you're already wealthy.
Well, I agree with that, and I'm 100%. That's always been my platform, is, and also through radio, is using the power of the media through film, through music, through the arts to connect us all into oneness. And that's what this show was about today. And Sherry, thank you so much for being here and sharing all your tremendous gifts. I know we'll have you on the show again as we move forward in your journey and ours, particularly talking more about the concepts in your book. So thank you for being here, and thank you to everyone who are listening in today to these terrific filmmakers. This is just one of several series of filmmakers who are bringing forward powerful messaging through their films. We wish you a wonderful rest of your weekend. Many blessings to you all. Again, you can check out our Facebook page, Zeta Global Radio, and learn more about these beautiful beings who are bringing conscious work forward. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Lainey Zavante-Quirk. Have a great rest of your weekend.